Here's a reminder you wouldn't expect to hear from a teacher. Don't forget to bring your cell phone to class. Mobile devices are traditionally considered a nuisance in schools, but a Portland startup is developing a way to turn students' cell phones into classroom tools. Some teachers and students across the Northwest are using the service, and now it has the blessing of the Oregon Department of Education. Miles Bryan checked it out and has the story.
It's seventh period at Portland's Madison High School, and teacher Kim Kanoff is starting her social studies class.
All right, guys, so eyes up here.
Today's topic is the big fall essay. The students have pencils and paper ready, but they're not being used. Instead, almost every student is on a cell phone, texting.
What I want you to do now is look to your warm-up, look to your working thesis statement, and I want you to text that in. I want you to text in your working thesis statement. So you would write.
As soon as the students send their text, the words appear on a projection screen at the front of the room, forming what Mrs. Kanoff calls a portable thesis wall.
I use it that way a lot for gathering thesis statements or also evidence. So I'll have them text in really great quotes from a reading or citations.
Many high schools across the country ban cell phones, but for others, that's changing. Mrs. Kanoff is using Selly, a Portland-based social media company that says its service is especially useful in classrooms. Russell Okamoto is Selly's co-founder and CEO.
People often say, hit me up on my Selly. And so it's sort of a colloquialism where it's just an alias for cell phone.
Selly also refers to cells, what the company calls the groups of people that use the service. A cell is simple. It's really just a group text, with a moderator like Mrs. Kanoff managing it all online. Students send in questions and respond to quizzes, but their information is private, and chatting is restricted to within the group. Okamoto says that's to avoid issues that have made other social networks a problem for schools: privacy, cyberbullying, and too much personal information.
What we learned was that the threats of oversharing, for example, in Facebook, for a teacher to be able to share their profile or friend students, would mean that they're sharing a lot of their lives that's maybe out of classroom.
Now Selly is partnering with the Oregon Department of Education to make its service available to classrooms all across the state. Steve Nelson is the Oregon Department of Education's chief IT strategist. He says that texting is already an essential part of many students' lives.
And if you can bring that into instruction in a balanced way, you have captured their imagination, you've increased their engagement, you've improved the educational process.
Nelson says that his agency's work with Selly is starting small. One of the big challenges yet to work out is how to keep students from straying off into Facebook and Twitter. Katie Davis is a scholar of youth and digital media at the University of Washington. She says that young people are surprisingly ambivalent about their love affair with mobile devices.
They can imagine carrying on their friendships without these technologies. But on the other hand, they say that they do feel that technology can be a real distraction if they're with someone in person and that other person or even themselves are looking at their cell phone, replying to something else that someone else has said.
Victoria Guzankel is a senior at Madison High School. She says that no matter what school policy is...
Let's be honest, kids always use phones. Like, I'm always on my phone, like, under the books, you know, pretend I'm reading a book, I'm on my phone, like, Instagram and tweeting. Might as well put it to good use.
UW's Katie Davis says that a service like Selly might be able to provide a set of digital training wheels to help students like Guzenko learn how to use social network sites responsibly. But she adds, no technology can substitute for a good teacher. I'm Miles Bryan reporting.